I'm Mike McCurdy. The last time singer-songwriter Nico Case played the Castle Theater in Bloomington, the sold-out crowd missed out on her new album. The recording, Hell On, was still a few months away from release. GLT's John Norton fills that gap in this edition of What's on Your Turntable. Waiting Room Records owner Jared Alcorn says he's a huge fan of Case and has been playing the album nonstop.
The song that's on the turntable right now is Last Lion Albion. It's the second track on Hell On. And Jared Alcorn, I've been listening to this for a while, as obviously you have now too. It's been playing a lot in the store. You reviewed the 2013 Nico Case release. Mm-hmm. How do they stack up against each other? Because you loved that.
I love most everything that Nico Case puts out. I also love this record, but I love it completely different compared to the last one.
It's like a different child.
Yes.
You love them both, but differently.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
The last one, she laid everything out and it pulled everything out of me listening to it. This one, she still kind of hints at things, but she's not laying everything out about her personally. Overall, the whole album in itself, but this song especially, it has just amazing production and it's just loaded with textures. There's background vocals from Katie Lang on this. Also, Joey Burns of Calexico is playing drums. This whole song is kind of looking at the history of imagery and how it kind of becomes a staple, and like how things have been monetized. One of the things that I love about all of it, too, is the kind of underlying under the whole song is kind of this swirling undertone, and it's kind of like, it's very dizzying, but it's rooted, and it's kind of like listening to a swarm of bees somewhere, but you don't know where they're at.
So this is Last Lion of Albion. Let's move to the next track, right? Halls of Sarah from Nico Case's new album called Hell On.
This track's great. It discusses toxic masculinity. There's a line in there about how like conquest-driven men who quote-unquote like love womankind as lions love Christians.
A childless widow of a nation, you cry like guns across the water.
It's great when the backing vocals kind of repeat round and round and round, kind of explaining this is happening and will continue to happen. And overall, it's kind of, I kind of look at the song as like a industrialization of Earth as a product as opposed to a planet.
Halls of Sarah from the new album Hell On by Nico Case. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, where Jared Alcorn is digging through one of his favorite, at least current artists. You saw her at the Castle Theater when she was here a couple of months ago.
I did.
And?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
My favorite moment from that show, though, was she had played the Honolulu song from the last record. There was quite a few people that hadn't heard that track yet. You could just because when she dropped the F-bomb, you could hear giggles through the crowd, and I was just like, wait for it, just wait for it. And as the song progresses, I could see shoulders drooping and heads kind of being like, oh man, like this is rough. And I was just kind of like, yeah man, this song is amazing, and I'm glad everybody got to hear it firsthand.
Well, let's move on to another track from the Hell On album. It's just released from Nico Case, and Jared Alcorn from Waiting Room Records is taking us through song by song.
This is Bad Luck. This song is by far one of the poppiest songs she's had. During the recording of this album, she had a couple of kind of rough patches. Her house in Vermont burnt down. When the news was kind of covering the story, they had given out her name and address, not knowing that she'd also been having issues with some stalkers.
Oh boy.
So that kind of added to it, and she had spent some time trying to deal with that whole process of kind of trying to get away from that. But while they were recording this song, the day that she had to do the lyrics for Bad Luck, that's the day, the morning she found out her house burned down, because she was in Sweden, and there was nothing she could do about it until she decided to finish the record and then go home.
So I died and went to work. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but it's still pretty bad luck. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but it's still pretty bad luck. I woke a dawn from a running dream, and that's bad luck.
Probably my favorite song, at least for now, on this album is Curse of the I-5 Corridor.
Oh, yeah.
Are you digging this as well?
I love this track, yeah.
Waited too long to write this down. The startling sensation is fading.
So this song really showcases just amazing songwriting and musicianship between all of them. You also have Mark Lanegan singing backing vocals.
Screaming Trees, Mark Lanegan?
That's right.
Okay.
And this one's just kind of her singing about the highway from Canada to Mexico, and how at the beginning of life it was, you know, it was kind of a mystery. There was excitement, there was sex, there was trouble to be had, and she's been doing it so long, it's kind of lost that spark, but at the same time, it's still something that she enjoys.
Now I'm so scared about mystery. I fear I smell extinction in the folds of this Novocaine age coming on.
Probably my favorite part of the song is when she actually calls out. It's around 3:35. She calls out the instrumental over the bridge, and that's when the instrumental over the bridge starts.
Instrumental over the bridge.
Curse of the I-5 Corridor, Nico Case, the new album Hell On, Jared Elkhorn at Waiting Room Records. You got one or two more cuts you want to take us? Two more. All right. What should we go to next?
This is Oracle of the Maritime. This one's about insecurity and love. There's just wonderful layered guitar work. She has this ability to, in any song, kind of throw out a phrase that really sticks with you. And I find that to be, like, completely true. And on this one, near the end of the song, she's talking about, come on, sweet girl, let's find you an ocean that goes with your eyes.
Cloudy to see fireworks, we would ride a chest of drawers into the waves, as granite handheld mine.
Okay, one more song for the new Nico Case album.
This is track 11. This is My Uncle's Navy. This is her getting a little more personal from the rest of the record. And this song is about a non-blood relative uncle who has been mutilating animals to kind of scare young girls.
Memories, I paid her in move. I cut them out myself if that were possible.
So throughout the song, she's kind of questioning the adults that kind of let her be around this person when she was younger, and also why they did nothing, and she still doesn't really forgive them for that. And one of the great lines from this song is, bullies are not born, they're pressed into form.
Jared Elkhorn, Waiting Room Records, thanks for letting us hear Nico Case on your turntable. This is fantastic.
Thanks, John.
Nico Case from her latest album, Hell On. Thanks to Jared Elkhorn of Waiting Room Records and Uptown Normal for sharing the music playing on his store's turntable. Discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.